Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences and discusses topics that may be upsetting. For a full content warning, sources, and resources, please visit the episode notes. Opinions shared by the guests of the show are their own and do not necessarily represent the views of myself, Broken Cycle Media, or Wondery. The podcast and any linked materials should not be misconstrued as a substitution for legal or medical advice. Megan Stoner's responses to these allegations are addressed within this season. I'm Tiffany Reese, and this is Something Was Wrong. Last episode, we learned how Alex led the charge in uncovering the mysteries behind Stoner's Teslas. Alex connected with Stephen of Mason Motors, who pursued a civil lawsuit against Stoner for inadequate pay and falsifying insurance documents. The case documents also revealed allegations that Stoner had stolen the identity of her ex-roommate. And although Stephen and his company Mason Motors won the civil case, Stoner has yet to pay the judgment of $68,002.10, and further criminal charges have not been pursued at this time. When my team and I first started working on this case, summer of 2024, I spoke with community member and former Politico Justin in one of my early interviews. I'm so thankful to Justin and all of the participants this season for their time. In one of our early interviews, Justin prepared me for my first conversation with Megan.
Before you talk to her, and I'm not trying to tell you how to do your job. You obviously know what you're doing.
Tell me.
But I'm very well seasoned in dealing with Megan.
Yeah.
She's going to approach you as, I've made some mistakes in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to right my wrongs. It's been really hard to be under this amount of scrutiny. She's going to come off as the most pathetic person you've ever met, and you're going to come away feeling very gaslit and probably even questioning, is it the right thing to do? You cannot give her a platform to spin that needle. It has to be direct questions like, why did you take the money from Tom on this day? Because if you let her paint with a broad brush, she will if you let her, and she will make you feel bad for her. Even if you think you won't, you will.
When speaking with someone like Megan Stoner, I knew I had to play my cards correctly. This is why you'll often hear me playing dumb with Megan. I don't want to come across too strong, as I want to keep her talking, but I'm also trying to get her to give me information. At this point, the police had already visited Stoner in jail to try and get her to talk, and she refused. But I also knew that Stoner loves attention more than anyone I've ever studied or encountered. She loves it so much that she often puts her own best interest to the side in order to get it.
Hello, this is a call from
an inmate at the Hamilton County Jail.
Thank you for using Global Tellink.
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hi, this is Megan Stoner. Thanks for taking my call.
I spoke to Justin, and he told me that he would pass along my number, so I'm glad it got to you.
Yeah, I was just curious if you could tell me a little bit about your podcast and kind of your angle on my story.
Yeah, so my name is Tiffany Reese. My main podcast that people know me from is called Something Was Wrong. And essentially, audio documentaries is what I make. We've been doing it since end of 2018 now. So the original season started with a story that I came across through someone I knew. But since then, all of our seasons and stories come to us through the listeners. So we actually have a website where we get submissions. And I actually had multiple people submit your name and this Facebook group that essentially was started surrounding the crimes you've been charged with. Given the public nature of this case, I've been able to review a lot of the materials quickly. So yeah, I thought I would reach out to you and see if you would be interested in making a comment. I have a pretty decent idea of what the allegations against you are and what is in the criminal record, and I could certainly go over that from a fact-checking perspective with you and have you comment on that if you wanted to. Or some people go, no comment, you know, it's really up to you.
I mean, I'm happy to touch base with you in November.
Okay. We're going to air the story regardless, but Okay. We will just list it as no comment then.
Okay.
If you want to get back in touch with me before then, you can just let Justin know if he's still speaking with you, and then and then we can arrange it that way if you'd like, once I've had more time to like talk with more people and vet more of this stuff myself.
Okay, I might check in with you in a month or two then, yeah.
Perfect, yeah, that would be great. All right, take care of yourself. All right, bye-bye.
My second jailhouse call with Stoner was on September 27th, 2024, while she was creating plans for her looming release on November 15th.
I'm so glad this finally worked. I know that we've been having some trouble getting in contact.
It's been a phone tag week. I apologize. The app hates me. How's it been going?
It's been okay. I've got 7 weeks left today, and I'm... Yeah, 7 weeks. I'm looking forward to getting out. As you can imagine, I'm just looking forward to seeing my aunt and, you know, my dog, and hopefully starting a new life as much as I can.
Do you go into some sort of housing, or how does that... Because you have... I'm assuming they have, like, probation and or whatever.
I do. I have probation for a year, but unfortunately, I found a place, but if I hadn't found transitional living, I would literally just be on the streets because I'm not under any supervision other than probation. So they would have just basically let me go regardless of if I had a place to go or not. So thankfully I have found a transitional living. We'll see how it goes.
And then you go back to court in Elmwood County Court, right, on December 19th?
Oh,
Elmwood,
yeah,
sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, I have a city court case in December, and then I have a probation violation. I'm found guilty in Elwood on the 20th, the next day, in a town called Anderson City Court. Those are kind of my next two court dates. This is a house cleaner that claimed that, I guess, she wasn't paid. But shockingly, my mom and I both paid her, so she got paid double, and I have both receipts, and one is for my mom's debit card account, and then one is from my Cash App. So I look forward to presenting that to the judge and hopefully getting that dropped.
Do you have a public defender, or are you pro se?
I do. I have a public defender in both cases.
Okay, because I noticed there had been a lot. It seemed like you had changed counsel a lot. And they wouldn't let you represent yourself?
No, they don't like you representing yourself. I mean, there was one gal that tried here in Hamilton County, and they ultimately ended up sending her to a mental hospital over it. And until she agreed to get counsel, they wouldn't let her out.
And does your public defender have any insight into, does he think you'll face time for these upcoming pending charges?
No.
He doesn't. Because it sounds like you think you can get the theft thrown out.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. And then my license is no longer suspended. And so the judge is pretty lenient there. I mean, it's city court. And then in Anderson City Court, it sounds like I can just pay off my fees and hopefully be off probation there. I'm hoping to get that done when I get out. I think I got $800 or whatever left to pay on that one. So I'm hoping to get that paid. And then I can be off probation in Anderson. And, I'll just be on probation in Hamilton County, and then eventually I'll get it transferred when I move.
Is there any sort of, like, plan in place for paying back or some of the other people that are smaller amounts? Like, I know you're in the hole pretty deep to, you know, Mason Motors and Steven in that case, but what is the actuality you think that you'll be able to pay those back?
So my first will be the Hamilton County case because my plea stipulates that has to be done first before anything else. So once that money is paid, let's just say roughly $3,000. Once I can get that paid back, then I'm going to start looking at my other people that I owe, like and Edward and other people. But yeah, you're right. It will be a while before I even get to Mason Motors. I've been counseled that, you know, on those bigger ones, I should just declare bankruptcy. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Life is busy. Running out of coffee must be avoided at all costs. If, like me, you're trying to support more ethical stores, but you still desire a wide selection and quick shipping, you'll love Thrive. Even if you're not going back to school, this is the perfect time to reset. Thrive makes it easy to shop for high-quality pantry staples, snacks, vitamins, and even skincare, without the errands or the ingredient-labeled deep dives. I just place an order with Thrive from my office snack cart, and I highly recommend the Made Good Organic Granola Bites. I also love Thrive for stocking up on clean beauty products like Mighty Patch, Dr. Bronner's, and Acure. Now's the best time to try Thrive Market. You'll get up to 25% off select items, and new members get 30% off their first order plus a free gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/SWW to start saving. The sale ends August 31st. Don't miss it. That's thrivemarket.com/SWW. Thank you so much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
On December 19th, 2024, Stoner pled guilty to 3 criminal misdemeanor charges in Elwood, Indiana. One was for a criminal misdemeanor case opened on July 12, 2023, for violation of driving conditions pursuant to distracted driving and driving while suspended. The other criminal misdemeanor she pled guilty to was opened on July 31, 2023, for possession slash display of fictitious slash suspended altered driver's license, operating a motor vehicle without financial responsibility, speeding, and driving while suspended. The third criminal misdemeanor case was for a case opened on August 2, 2023, for theft. On September 19th, Stoner's Anderson City Court case was closed and her, quote, probation was closed due to defendant's incarceration, end quote. This case was Stoner's criminal misdemeanor opened on March 1, 2022, for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, endangering a person, operating a vehicle with a Schedule 1 or 2 controlled substance, and speeding. As of December 23, 2024, Stoner still has an outstanding balance of $682 for her fine, court costs, and filing fees for this case. In relation to the other cases she pled guilty to, she was ordered to pay a $250 fine. Back in September, my second call with Stoner abruptly ended because of bad cell service. My next call with her was 3 days later, on September 30th, 2024, where we jumped back into reviewing the timeline of her crimes once again.
Thank you, Cindy. I'm glad it worked.
I think I finally figured it out.
Thank you for doing so.
Yeah, no problem. I don't know if you are considering making further comment, but if you'd like, what I can do is similar to before, go through essentially the timeline document that we have now that it's filled out and I have all the sources filled in and like basically we have gathered and intend to include, or we can just leave it at no comment in general. It's completely up to you. And since we spoke before and we had talked about potentially speaking again, I just wanted to make sure you had the opportunity because the trailer is going out not this Thursday, but next Thursday for early release. So we're about 2 weeks out at this point.
Okay. What are you thinking your first episode's going to be, can I ask?
We honestly haven't decided yet. We've gone through like all the footage and it's all marked and like scripted, as we call it. But we are actually like making the decisions of how we want to approach it and the structure and stuff. Still, we're still finalizing that. And I also wanted to wait until this conversation too. I try to like not make that call until I've pretty much finalized every anticipated interview. And I have our call today. I have one more call with Alyssa, hopefully tomorrow. And then I have a pending call with Sergeant Maudlin, who is the officer on this case.
Gotcha. I did listen to the interview with Pastor Stacy and Michael Anderson. What they allege is when you were 15 or 16 years old, you falsely accused them of texting you to invite you to come over to watch Stacy and Michael have sex with one another. Stacy and Michael report that they called the police and the police spoke with you. They're claiming that it was found out that you had fabricated the text messages and therefore the allegations against them were false. And again, the source is the Facebook Live interview with them.
What was the name of the Facebook people that interviewed them? My aunt's been trying to find that.
It's called Forensic Foreplay. What they allege, though, is that the cop not only spoke to you, but that after speaking to you, that you were essentially a psychopath. That's what they said in the interview.
My comment would be he's not a psychologist or a psychiatrist
right.
that can diagnose me.
Okay. Faith Burnside, I reached out to her. Her testimony was in the Twitter Space Lives, and she essentially alleges that you tried to convince her that you were involved in an Indiana-based sex trafficking ring similar to Pizzagate. She claims that you claimed that the attorney general, senators, and governor were sexually assaulting you on a daily basis, and that you told Faith Burnside some of these men had Faith's phone number, and they began texting her violent and sexually explicit messages, and that it was discovered later that you were the one sending those messages to her.
Okay, that's not true. That's my only comment on that one.
So it was alleged by some of the members of the previous Facebook groups that you were in, such as Spice Girls and Cute Servatives. The allegations are that you would essentially take on the stories of other people in these groups and pretend that the same things that were happening to them were happening to you. Some examples are they're alleging fake stalking stories about you being stalked by a medical professional or a local politician, fake deaths of loved ones. They're alleging that you lied about sexual assault and that you lied about getting run off the road by iTown.
Okay. Yeah, I will just leave it at that then. I'm not trying to wage war with everyone, obviously.
Hi, my name is Lainey, and I met Megan Stoner through the Spice Girls Facebook groups around 2016. I had seen Megan post a few times, and it was always stuff that came off a little bit weird. Like, she just didn't know how to do something that seemed really basic. And so I always was kind of like, she needs a friend. And then Megan and I started talking when she made a post. She had been sexually assaulted. I later found out that she was alleging she had been sexually assaulted by an Indiana House of Representatives member, Brian Bosma. She told me directly, yeah, that she had been sexually assaulted by Brian Bosma. She told me that she worked for him, which I now know is not true. And she had made a post about having a hard time because she was just dealing with this sexual assault. And so I reached out to her because I'm a survivor of sexual assault. I see this girl around, like, it looks like she needs a friend. Maybe I can be that friend to her. And so I reached out to her, and that's how Megan and I started messaging. We talked a lot through Facebook Messenger, and then at one point, I gave her my cell phone number. I wouldn't say that I considered her a close friend. I think she may have considered me a close friend. She reached out to me a lot for, like, help with stuff. I considered more of someone that just needed somebody there for them that I was just trying to help support and be nice to. She told me that Brian Bosma made her sign an NDA and asked me to take a look at it because I was in law school. At this point, I was starting to think something is not adding up here. I would like to see this NDA. So I had her send it to me. it was an NDA talking about like business practices. It would be something that like you would sign if you worked at a company, certainly not something you would sign if you were assaulted. She forged Brian Bosma's signature at the bottom. And I remember looking at it and I was like, this is not right. And so I went on Google and copied and pasted the first paragraph of the NDA into the search with quotation marks. And it came up to some website. I don't know the exact website, but it was the equivalent of www.getandnda.com. So she was passing that fake document around that she, I don't know if she forged his signature on it or photoshopped it in or what, but it was allegedly signed by him. And so I told Megan, I was like, this NDA doesn't cover any type of sexual assault or anything like this. This is talking about business practices. This wouldn't make sense for him to have you sign. And frankly, if he's an Indiana House of Representatives, then he would have people on his staff that know that. Megan doubled down and was very adamant, like, he made me sign this. He made me sign this. This is real. And I was like, all right, whatever. She told me that she had a therapist. His name was Adriana. I don't know if this person is even real. You know, he's a figment of her imagination, or if he's some poor real therapist that she decided to take it out on. But she told me that she saw him a few times, and then, of course, he started stalking her because everybody loved to stalk Megan, and that she was trying to flee from him, and that he followed her across state lines one night. And she was like, wouldn't that be a felony? And I was like, probably so, but why is this man following you? What does he want from you? Like, are you safe? And she was like, yes, I'm back home now. Well, then later she told me that Adriano showed up to her house and stripped down to his underwear on her front porch, and that she freaked out and had to like talk him down, that he was going through a psychotic break, and that she was terrified of him and he was a stalker and just like all this craziness. But again, I don't know if this is even a real person.
Did you ever get her to admit to any of this?
No. She would never admit to anything. This girl would just double down. Everyone was out to get her. Everyone was wrong but her. After she got put out of the group, everything started coming out about her lying and like how crazy it was. And so I just kind of faded to the background. There's a lot of different groups. She got put out of some groups but wasn't in another group. And she posted about she needed help and that she was sorry for everyone she'd hurt and that she was taking inventory of herself and all this stuff. And it really pissed me off because it was so ungenuine. It was so obvious that she's not actually sorry. And I sent her a message and told her to shove her apology up her ass. Then she blocked me.
Wow. And that was when she left the Facebook group. That was still probably end of 2018 or so.
Yeah.
Life is busy. Running out of coffee must be avoided at all costs. If, like me, you're trying to support more ethical stores, but you still desire a wide selection and quick shipping, you'll love Thrive. Even if you're not going back to school, this is the perfect time to reset. Thrive makes it easy to shop for high-quality pantry staples, snacks, vitamins, and even skincare without the errands or the ingredient-labeled deep dives. I just place an order with Thrive for my office snack cart, and I highly recommend the Made Good Organic Granola Bites. I also love Thrive for stocking up on clean beauty products like Mighty Patch, Dr. Bronner's, and Acure. Now's the best time to try Thrive Market. You'll get up to 25% off select items, and new members get 30% off their first order plus a free gift. Go to thrivemarket.com/SWW to start saving. The sale ends August 31st. Don't miss it. That's thrivemarket.com/SWW. Thank you so much.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay, allegations against Bosma. Do you want to speak to that?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay. There was conversation that at one time you were working with a journalist at the Indianapolis Star and that those journalists harassed you at some point. Were you ever working with an Indianapolis Star reporter on a piece related to sexual assault allegations?
No, I'm not commenting.
my case, noted the civil case between yourself and your aunt. It looks like it's settled as of now. Has that debt been fully repaid?
My aunt is considering dropping the lawsuit. My aunt and I had become extremely close as of my mom's death, and she regrets taking it out of the family.
Yeah. Again, very sorry for your loss of both of your parents. It's difficult to lose loved ones. I'm curious what you would say to the allegations that your parents had some records and some things on their background that were perhaps a little bit shady, basically that your parents had some charges and some misdemeanor fraud scam charges on their records.
Oh, my mom might have some bad checks. Honestly, I don't know. I was a child.
Would you say your parents were like honest people? Were they involved in any of your crimes?
My mom was 100% an honest person. That's why, you know, you will see that she even paid the cleaning lady when she had heard that she wasn't paid on time. My mom was an absolute honest person, and my dad was too. Both had integrity, and both raised me much better than the choices I made.
Okay. Now, Tom, I interviewed him at length, and I will say he supplied a significant amount of organized evidence. Is there any comment you want to make on that situation?
No.
At one point, there was conversation between you and Alyssa about writing a letter to the credit card company to clarify the charges on credit report. Did that ever end up happening?
No. She was promising bail money if I did it.
Got it. Is that something you would be willing to consider in the future?
I just won't comment. I will just say I felt very coerced into things because she was like, I'll bail you out if you do this and this and this. And I really didn't have a choice, I felt, because I wanted to get bonded out this time last year.
Okay. Did you specifically target Tom and because of their disabilities?
No, they were friends of mine.
Do you have guilt with that consideration?
Yes, I do, but I think that's a tough question because neither will speak to me to get resolution on the situations at hand, and I think both have been blown way out of proportion.
Obviously, it's hard to stomach a lot of the manipulation. I think that was the hardest part for me to take in, and I think that's why people were so motivated, because it's one thing to scam a corporation. It's another thing to scam a person. It's a whole other thing to scam somebody you know has disabilities, right? Or you know is, by definition, more susceptible to this kind of stuff. And,
but I don't view them more susceptible because they're very intelligent human beings. My intention was never to scam.
Right, but when you were talking to Steven in the Tesla text as Abby, you outlined in detail like the ways that autistic people can be impacted by those sort of interactions, and autistic people are more susceptible to gaslighting and fraud, both from a data standpoint and a psychological standpoint.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I guess I was just curious, you know, because it seems to me like you perhaps targeted them because of their disabilities.
I did not.
Okay. I hope not.
I did not.
Okay.
They were my friends.
Yeah, they trusted you. Really thought he had you as a friend. And you broke his heart. There's allegations of fraud against the Small Business Administration that you obtained a PPP loan fraudulently. Do you have any comment on that?
I did not obtain it fraudulently.
Okay. Okay, on the Sinking Ark podcast, there was allegations against iTown. They're alleging that you lied about getting run off the road by iTown and that you lied about iTown sending you the box of sex toys. I know there was this fake murder for hire plot. I spoke to Pastor Jeff Thompson, and I actually interviewed Julie Roy on the record. Do you want to comment on any of that?
No, I'm good.
Okay. This was confirmed through a few different interviews, and you know, some screenshots were sent and links, etc. But essentially, this iTown controversy, and that somebody had allegedly shot your mom. Do you want to comment on that?
Nope. I think everything speaks for itself.
What about Bulldogs Moving Co.?
You can sort it out in court.
Okay. Something that was mentioned here about you creating a GoFundMe while you had pending legal charges. Were those GoFundMes posted under false pretenses, or were they legitimate funding exercises?
The money went to the moving company, not Bulldog, but the moving company that helped me move. I needed some money to get my stuff out of storage. No, the money was provided to them immediately, and I had to provide proof to GoFundMe, because GoFundMe tried to shut it down several times because people complained, whatever.
Okay. Stephen Mason, I will say I read the 128-page civil document. In it, you make claims that you have a child that, again, dies, I believe a 12-year-old child, in the text messages. Do you want to make any comment to that?
No. Did Stephen give an interview?
He did not. I tried to reach out to him. It's pretty detailed, the civil document. But I also understand, like, a lot of people are just, like, over it. They want to move forward, and they don't want to talk about it anymore or be associated with that when they're, like, you know, in more of the public eye or, like, business people, things of that nature. Okay, there was the DWI that was then changed over to the OWI, which kind of led to some of the warrants and things of that nature. Do you want to make any comment on that?
Yeah, it was due to cough medicine that was in my system, which everyone knows I made that very public, and the fact that I was on allergy medicine, and they tried to say that I had above the therapeutic dose. I will say that I was at my mom prior to getting pulled over. My father was passing away later, passed away a few weeks later. It was my birthday. Anyone that knows me knows I've never had a drink of alcohol. I've had maybe one sip of wine, but other than that, everyone that knows me knows I don't drink. It was just a situation that I couldn't argue. They said it was above the therapeutic level. Okay, I have a prescription, and there was nothing else that could really be said, so I pled guilty and got a year probation.
Okay, Haribo.
Did he give an interview?
Not yet.
Is he going to?
I'm not sure. I have not heard a response yet. But I have seen the online posts that you made alleging that he sexually assaulted you. Do you want to clarify any of those claims?
I would just say that, you know, our relationship that we had was a very intimate and close relationship. My trauma was on full display, and I had a lot of things that I had to navigate through during that time, and I believe that Harry and I did so successfully, and we were talking as of the time that I was arrested last year. So 12 months ago, and we spoke once or twice while I've been in jail.
Okay. Do you have a current relationship?
I've been locked up, so I don't know how you want to classify that.
Do you speak on a frequent basis, would you say, like in the more recent months?
Well, we were starting to work again together when I got picked up last year.
Got it. And how long did you work together in total, would you say?
6 months.
And how,
February, March, April, May, June. Then we kind of paused in June. He was out of the country for his honeymoon. And then we picked back up when he got back in late August, September, right before I got arrested.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I met Megan Stoner, I believe, back in 2016. She friended me on Facebook, and for years, she's been the topic of many group chats because we were all friends with her. We had all fallen into somehow the algorithm suggesting and whatever. She's friending all of us. there was some element of watching kind of a train wreck in some ways. She just was a lot on the internet, and it was entertaining. I think her looks really played into a lot of how she got away with her scamming. And in the beginning, she was just attacking everything with so much confidence. In a way, I admired it because I felt like I've kind of struggled in my confidence in some areas of my life before. And when she was running for office or doing all these things, I thought, if she's doing it, so can I. Like, I support that. You're wanting to, like, make a difference no matter what, and you're not letting anything hold you back. Then you come to find out everything, and it's all like a house of cards, and none of it was real. It makes you have this weird feeling. All of her victims are like a similar type of person, like a good-hearted person, a trusting person. She's damaged society in a way where she's made it so people are less trusting. Like, the trusting and good-hearted people in the world are a little bit more jaded now because of her actions. She's posting all this stuff about Haribo and the Yoni massages. Some of my perspective shifted in speaking with Haribo because he did kind of become a friend. And Haribo is a victim in this, majorly. He genuinely was trying to help her. He's not a therapist. He's a sex guru, I think is his technical title. He lives in New Jersey in his early 30s, and she was stealing the money from to pay Haribo. She racked up a debt with him at one point, and he had suspended their services until she could pay it. She eventually did. But he didn't know what to believe. When I contacted him, I sent him something that was like, I know I sound like a crazy person, but you've got to believe me. This is what's going on. I'm worried it's happening to you. We got on the phone. It took me a little bit to convince him. Then we talked several times after that because she started filing false sexual assault allegations. I have all of my text messages. So we first connected April 30th of 2023. And wow, we last connected September 11th. I was just keeping him updated with stuff that was going on. So I sent him April 30th, Chloe's tweet that says, justice is finally served. Megan Stoner's arrested for fraud, stealing, and lying. It's long overdue. And said, hi, Harry. She has been charged with several counts of felony fraud. And I was wondering if you have any experience with her that would be of note. Have you heard about this? And he said, I haven't heard about it, and I haven't had any serious issues with her. And then I sent him the finding pleasure after sexual violence, like Canva article thing, the don't waste this fucking session, this whole like hairstyle profile she wrote about herself. I said, and have you been compensated for your services? That seems to be the common theme, that she is not paid for services and products she has agreed to and has tried to and stolen money from many people. And he said, may I ask how you'll be using this information? I said, I have personally experienced some of the scamming, and many of my friends have as well, but there are many others who've had far worse done to them because of her actions. There's a group of people who are trying to uncover the truth behind what has been going on. You've been a large character in the things she has said online. So I just wanted to reach out and see if everything was okay with you in case the things she's saying aren't true. There have been instances of her claiming people are connected to her who are not. And he said, finances are something that Megan and I have had some challenges with. It's definitely an area of improvement for her. What have you personally experienced? And I told him about the rent scams. And he said, I'm sorry to hear all of this. I do have a contract written up with her, and if she fails to pay, I will take legal action. But so far, she's been coming through on the payments, a little late at times, but still coming through. If it does get ugly, I'll let you know. And he didn't respond to those after that. But then I sent him screenshots from Twitter of her DMing with someone saying, hi, are you around? So I probably should warn you, this mentions trauma and sexual assault. but not in graphic detail. I was doing some body work and I realize it's going to sound questionable. It was my second session, and when the professional I've been working with went to do internal massage work, I don't remember him asking. And this is where I vomit every time because there's no good solution. I have prior trauma, so it's possible I dissociated. I could go to the police, but I don't feel that would help me, and I'm not sure what the solution is. This person wrote back, is this the professional you've been writing your book about? And she said, yep, and doing the NYT stuff with and speaking about. I'm really conflicted. Do you have any advice? This had been posted to Twitter. Those screenshots of somebody's DMs with her who posted them, I sent them to Haribo on April 30th at 10:41 p.m. and said, Harry, I know you probably think I'm crazy, but I'm genuinely trying to protect people from being future victims. I just received these screenshots of messages where Megan is accusing you of sexual impropriety. This is another one of her patterns. She has accused many pastors and Indiana elected officials of sexual assault and rape against her, which have all been found to be untrue. Even some she admitted she made up. I just want you to be aware of what she has been leading people to believe. The next day, he texted back, thanks, Hannah. I'm going to have a talk with Megan tomorrow. We got on the phone on May 3rd. My kind of Hail Mary to speak with him was, Harry, I watched your video on human needs and you said something that really resonated with me, contributing my energy to solving injustices and suffering I see in the world. And I very much wonder if I'm doing that, but always actively strive to. You and Lavina speak very eloquently and explain things very well, and I truly have enjoyed watching your videos and hearing your thoughts on navigating conflict and loving relationships. I realize again, you must think I'm a nut, and I really would love to just introduce myself properly to you so you know I'm not. Can I schedule one of your time slots with you for a phone call tomorrow so you can better know me? He said, hi, Hannah, I don't think that you're a nut at all, and I appreciate your persistence in connecting with me. I'm open for a call today between 10 to 12 or 1 to 2. Any of these times work for you? And I said, 1 p.m., great. That's when we spoke on the phone, and we spoke for about an hour, two different times.
That's next time on the season finale of Something Was Wrong. Thank you so much for listening. Something Was Wrong is a Broken Cycle Media production, created and produced by me, Tiffany Reese. Thank you so much to our associate producers, Amy B. Chesler and Lily Rowe. Thank you to our audio engineer, Becca High, and our social media marketing manager, Lauren Barkman of Luxury Media. Additional thanks to our partners, Grant at Wondery, Marissa, Travis, and our team at WME, Jason and Jennifer at KSCO, our cybersecurity team, Darkbox Security, and my lawyer, Alan. And to all of you who make our show possible with your support and listenership. Special shout out to Neon Honey and Gabanez for covering our theme song, Glad Rag's original song, You Think You, this season. For more music from them, check out the episode notes or your favorite streaming app. In the episode notes, you'll always find content warnings, sources, and resources, with links to our websites and social media as well. Thank you so much to every survivor and ally who has trusted us to help share their stories. We are forever grateful. Until next time, stay safe, friends.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.